Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going to Boulder, Colorado. There was a guy named Ahmad Al-Aliwe Alissa, who in March 22nd, murdered 10 people, including a police officer. He carried an assault rifle, and he had tactical armored gear. It was obviously pre-planned. This individual was born in Syria, came over here, had a prior criminal conviction, beat up a classmate in 2018, a couple of years beforehand. And he then was charged with 10 counts of first degree murder and a number of other counts. Well, the defense hired a psychiatrist, actually a psychologist, to examine him. The guy comes, and this is typical, guy comes, well, he's not competent to stand trial. Okay. And then the argument to the judge and later to the jury, if it has to go there, is what they always say is they'll go, he is not bad. He's just mad. He's not bad. He's just mad. And some people who like rhymes fall for that. Let me, enough's enough here, okay? To their credit, the prosecution is going to give another, they're going to have a prosecution expert look at him. The judge will have to decide. The judge should rule that he's competent to stand trial. Shows up with an assault weapon, prior criminal conviction for beating up somebody. Tactical gear. Says that he thinks that Muslims are being mistreated. And look, here's the deal. We have bent over too far. You cannot simply say that unless a guy has, for instance, an ISIS membership card in his pocket and recites some magic words like Allah Akbar or this is for ISIS or something, that you can just say, well, he must have lost his head. We don't know the motivation. So we'll put him in an institution for a couple of years and then let him out again. This enough is enough. We have got to eliminate all jihad from this country, including lone wolf personal acts of jihad, not just simply conspiracies. 10 counts of first degree murder. He gunned people down in the grocery store, gunned down a cop, killed them. He's killed them. And then when they asked the psychologist for him, who threw in this idea that somehow he's not competent, he says, well, he feels terror that he could be executed and he can't concentrate on his defense. And well, first of all, what defense? There you are. There you are being led away in handcuffs, and there's your rifle and you did it, and everybody saw you do it. But over and above that, they said to him, Colorado doesn't have the death penalty. He will not be executed. He will be sent to prison for life for killing 10 people, including a police officer. And the response is, well, yeah, but he can't process that. He doesn't believe it. And because he's afraid, he can't participate in his defense. And therefore, he should be acquitted or not charged with murder and sent for services, mental health services. Enough's enough. Okay, enough's enough. Enough is enough. All jihad in this country, including personal acts of jihad, lone wolf acts of jihad, have got to be punished like any other murder. And the truth of the matter is, if we continue to let in more jihad through immigration or otherwise, you're simply letting in your own assassins, and what is ultimately going to happen and become like Lebanon, and we are simply going to have religious power sharing. And I'm tired of this. Very, very tired of this. Okay, on a lighter note, I don't know how light this is. Trump is raising the stakes. He's been going after Biden, obviously, going after the Democrats, dividing us racially and all that. Trump has now called for Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, to be thrown out of the Senate leadership. Now, look. Yes, Moscow Mitch has no business, frankly, being in the Senate. I don't think Moscow Mitch, He's an obstructionist. He just he simply raises his pinky and says, "I filibuster," and then we need 10 Republicans, and he won't come up with them. That would be great, but he doesn't want, Trump doesn't want Moscow Mitch out for that. What he's saying is Moscow Mitch hasn't done enough of that. What he wants is like a Josh Hawley or a Ted Cruz in there, somebody, you know, truly evil. I mean, somebody like Moscow Mitch hurt Trump's feelings back after January 6th by going, well, this is more of a case for the prosecutor, you know, and he went after Trump. Then suddenly Moscow Mitch had an epiphany. Remember, St. Paul is struck from the horse or the donkey, and his eyes are opened and he realizes the truth. Suddenly, I'm not comparing Moscow Mitch to St. Paul. Moscow Mitch is more like Benedict Arnold, but Moscow Mitch goes, wait a minute, Trump's at 91% approval in Iowa. Trump is this, Trump is that. Oh, really? Well, I love Trump. I love Trump. Just like that sad sack of whatever, Grassley. And but this is not enough. Trump's vanity was stung when Moscow Mitch said he should be prosecuted back in January, and he is calling for Moscow Mitch to be deposed, thrown out of leadership. Now, that ain't going to happen because the people that pass as moderates in the Republican Party is quite sad. The only one that voted for impeachment on Ukraine was Mitt Romney. Something like 8 of them supported impeachment on the insurrection, but not 10. But you have guys like John Thune, you have guys like Lisa Murkowski, you have people like Shelley Moore Caputo in West Virginia and otherwise who are not going to, they look on themselves as little Moscow Mitches. So they're not going to do it. But Trump is basically taking on the establishment of the Republican Party. And the sad thing is, you think that the establishment of the Republican Party, you go, okay, well, this guy, it's become a fascist party. It really is. And I don't use that term lightly. I mean, people throw around terms like fascist and Nazi, and, you know, some 16-year-old girl say, my father's such a fascist, he grounded me for being late for curfew, or something like, you know, that kind of thing. Or somebody's a food Nazi because they withhold food, or they do this or that, or the wrong kind of, you know, that kind of thing. But this is a case where there are parallels to the rise of the fascist party in Italy with Mussolini and thugs on the street beating people up and attacking the press, and ultimately leading to authoritarian rule. And that is what Trump is doing, and the Republican Party is going along with it. So when Trump attacks Moscow Mitch, Moscow Mitch is a degraded individual, but he's kind of a conventional Republican in the sense that he's not personally violent, doesn't look like he's personally violent, and he refrains from attacking the press himself. You know, this is a low bar, a very, very low bar. But stay tuned, because what's going to happen is there'll be primaries in some of these cases against people. And the issue may be who supports Moscow Mitch over Trump, who supports anybody over Trump. And there is a rabid subset of people who are invested only in Trump. They're invested only in Trump. They look on Trump. It's not a Republican thing anymore. It's absolutely not a Republican thing anymore. And so what they end up doing is they go, okay, whatever it takes, if Trump doesn't want somebody, we don't want him. And if he wants somebody, we want him. It's as simple as that. Now, the one thing to calm everybody down, everybody calls him, Matt, what's going to happen? The sky is falling. Look, at any given time, on average, any given time, going back to Truman and Roosevelt, 29 to 30% of the people thought that the president should be impeached. It didn't matter who it was. Trump, it could be Eisenhower. It could be Truman, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, the first Bush, Clinton, the second Bush, Obama. It could be Trump. At any given time, the guy that had the best numbers, believe it or not, was Bill Clinton. Only 28% of people wanted him impeached, even though they were trying to impeach him. The guy that had the worst numbers was Obama, which had a racial subtext, and 32% didn't. So anytime you see 30% of the people anything, that's the way it is. In a democracy, 30% of the people want to change outside of the norms of an election. So I don't get too excited. If I saw 60%, I get very excited. The problem with Trump is that you have so many people who say they're for him, 91% of Republicans in Iowa. But when you get right down to it, not all of them want to be his nominee. I've talked to Republicans and they're against the Democrats, they're against Biden, blah, 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 blah. When push comes to shove, they go, well, it probably shouldn't be Trump. You know, he's too controversial, or I don't know if he can do it and all that. If you get a very skillful Republican running against him in the primary, and it can't be somebody, unfortunately, like a Liz Cheney or an Adam Kinzinger, whom I think a lot of, because they did it honestly and straight on, but somebody who makes it clear, and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and I'm not fond of him either, but Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Republican, was, well, we're more than just kind of a cult worship of one dude. And call him a dude, you know? I mean, talk to somebody under 75. Talk to Luke's generation. Talk to somebody under 75. So we're not all about a cult of one dude. After a while, if it goes, okay, yeah, well, he is, you know, the Mango Mussolini or whatever they call him. But, you know, he's just one dude. It's a cult. Let's get away from the cult. Then you can make peace with the traditional Republicans who say, do a lot of things, say a lot of things that we differ with them from. But the issue is, can we get somebody nominated in the Republican Party who believes in democracy? And can they get nominated? And if they can, I think somebody like Joe Biden, who I think is a very fine guy and the only guy who could have beaten Trump, and he's the only one who can beat him again, and we can keep going with a good president, but we hedge it. And so if something takes a bad bounce, at least you have somebody in there who believes in democracy. There is a fight within the Republican Party for the soul of the party and the soul of our democracy. Because if a Mussolini-type fascist like Trump gets back in, and I don't think there's any way that a Josh Hawley or a Ted Cruz can get in, but Trump right now, just on name recognition alone, nobody knows these other people. You have a guy like DeSantis who is sort of hedging his bets, sort of sniffing around that maybe there's a problem, who knows? But who knows this guy? And the guy, it doesn't have a pleasant personality, doesn't smile, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God. And so they need a guy or somebody. I'd like to see Liz Cheney on the ticket, quite frankly. Like to see her a lot on the ticket, or Adam Kinzinger on the ticket. But to make everybody calm down a little bit, feel a little better about things, remember this, that going back to Truman and before, when they first started polling on this issue, on average, 29 to 30% of the people thought that any president should be removed by impeachment, anyone, which is a kind of an extra democratic way of removing somebody outside of an election. Every president, including Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Truman, including Reagan, including Trump, including everybody else, Obama, everybody. So you shave 30% off of the nuts who say that they think whatever, and then see how much over that is going on. That's really what it comes down to. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.